welcome to Table 86 Table Topics, bite-sized episodes with tips and tricks from your favorite Black and other underrepresented food creatives. When it comes to creating stellar social media and blogging content, quality and consistency should always be top of mind. In this Table Topic, we revisit episode 20, where food and lifestyle blogger Dominique Tubbs of Domina City highlights the tips and tools she uses to work smarter, to gather inspiration, and to more easily create content that your followers will love. So Dom, it is time for a Table Topic. And the Table Topic is a portion of my show where the guest, you, get to drop some knowledge in your area of expertise for my listeners. In thinking about Dom in the City and all the content that you've created and your how-to guides, product reviews, restaurant guides, I've been feeling like, wow, you do a lot. You're extremely organized. You balance that with a full-time job. And I know in order to accomplish all that, you've gotten really good at planning and leveraging technology to plan. So I thought maybe you could share two or three technologies, apps, et cetera, that you use and why, and how they've helped you be more strategic with pushing out content for Domina City.
Yeah, definitely. So I always say, especially if like you're a 9-to-5er and a content creator, it's really important to automate as much as you can. Because let's be honest, things happen. You might be on the train, lose reception, need to post to Instagram. So for example, for Instagram, what I typically use is Planoly. Planoly is great because it actually auto-posts for you. You pick the time, you pick the date. It will even post your first comment, which is what I use for my hashtags. And it also allows you to store your hashtags as well too. So I have a hashtag set for like pancakes. I eat lots of pancakes. And I have one for brunch. I have one for chicken. I love fried chicken. No shame here. So like, that's a great app. There's other apps that are similar to Planoly, such as like Later and Hootsuite. I also tell people to try to make sure you're as active as possible on the social media platforms that your users use. So a lot of my users are on Planoly, they're on Pinterest, they're on Instagram, and they're on Twitter. So I actually schedule my tweets as well for Twitter. So one tweet goes out a day that will redirect my following to a older blog post. So this also helps with like your blog post numbers.
Yes.
So redirecting is so important. And as I mentioned before, so that's like tip number one, I would tell like a lot of people when it comes to that. And then tip number two, I always tell people, make sure you're investing in yourself and in your craft. And sometimes I think people think investing means you're dropping like thousands of dollars, but it can be as simple as paying an extra $20 a month to get Lightroom so you can edit those photos so they can be like nice and crispy.
Right.
Nice and then also like another way of investing in yourself is props. Go to a thrift store, buy a white plate, buy some really nice silverware, buy a better tripod. I know some people also think tripods are super expensive. My very first tripod was $20. It's still my tried and true. I think I've had it for like 3 years. Mm-hmm. So that's another tip right there. And then as far as drawing inspo for content, like content creation, Pinterest is your girl or your guy, whatever you want to do. Sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to photograph this cocktail. Go to Pinterest, type in cocktail, and you'll see all these photos. And it'll give you an idea of like, okay, this is the angle that I need to take the photo from. And then, so that's like tip number three. Tip number four, when it comes to content creation, always review the performance of your content so you can find out what your readers are liking, what they're wanting more of, what they're wanting less of. So I always look at my stats, see like what does well, what doesn't. And also like go back and be like, okay, maybe this photo didn't do so well because it was kind of dim. Maybe it needed to be brighter. So just going back and critiquing yourself. So those are like four really good tips when it comes to content creation. And just a bonus one, I know we live in this technology age where everyone wants to put something in an app.
Yeah.
Pen and paper is still your best friend. So when you have to do like some type of campaign or you have an idea in your head, like literally sit down and write it out. Draw the photo that you want to photograph. Make a list of all the things that you need to do. Do your research. And those are just a couple of tips when it comes to like content creation. And then as far as like apps that I've loved that I've used as well too, I'm a Squarespace user. So I use the Squarespace app. a lot. I love Canva. If you're a content creator, just go ahead and pay for Canva Pro. It's going to pay off, I promise you. I use Unfold a lot for stories. And what I love about Unfold is it's a free app, but you can plan out your Instagram stories on Unfold. So if you wanted to, you could sit down and call one folder Monday, one Tuesday, one Wednesday. So that way, when you're like, life is going haywire, your social media following can't tell unless you want.
Dom, I cannot thank you enough for joining the podcast today and dropping so much great knowledge, not just about Black-owned products and the food scene, but also, you know, strategy around content development. If my listeners want to follow you on your social media channels or read your blog, how do they do that?
I am Dom in the City on every platform. So that's D-O-M, the letter N, the city. And I'm on Instagram. I'm kind of wild on Twitter, but not really. But I'm still dropping gems over there. So Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook. And then my website is just dominacity.com.